We're here on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Amar Rav on the top of the Amud. We're talking about a Bracha Rishona and the need to eat immediately after the Bracha Rishona without Hesech Hadas, without Hafsakas, and any sort of wedging between the Bracha and the Achila. And in cases of the Hafsaka, he's going to have to make the Bracha again a second time. However, there are exceptions, like, for example, we're going to have one now in the name of Rav, where the Sicha was Letzarech HaBracha, and that's not considered a foreign element. Amar Rav, Birech, he made a Bracha on a pas, and before he tasted from the pas, he waited a while, and what he did was he gave his friend who's sitting next to him part of the pas. And his friend heard the bracha, fulfilled his mitzvah of bracha, and then he says, Tol bruch, tol bruch. So after he completes his bracha, he turns to his friend, he says, please take this prusa, please take this prusa. And the question is whether that's a sicha that would set up a wedge, a chatzitza, a hefsek between his bracha and his achila. Now, in general, this concept of hefsek appears in Masechta Menachos Lamed Vav in the context of Birchas HaMitzvos. So, for example, before a person puts on his tefillin, he makes a bracha. And if he speaks between his bracha and his tefillin, then he's going to need another bracha. If he makes one bracha on both tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and if he is mafsik between the two, he will need another bracha, a special bracha on tefillin shel rosh. Now, a sicha, a shmuzing, or some expression which is a tzarcha achila, for example, tol bruch, is not considered a hefsik because it's tzarcha bracha, and he doesn't have to go back and make the bracha. However, if he has a sicha which is not litzarech haprusa, then if it's litzarech the rest of the su'uda, and it's not considered litzarech habracha, then it becomes like any sicha. So you cannot save sicha and salvage it by saying, well, it had something to do with the su'uda. If it has something to do with the prusa, with cutting the lechem, or who's going to eat from the lechem, that's one story. So therefore, tol baruch, eino tzorach, and we could add the word lachs or levarech, although sicha bein brach is between the brach and the achil is usually a hefsik, but not in this case, it's the tzorach habracha, and therefore he doesn't go back and repeat a bracha. Now, this is relevant only because his friend is being yotze yedei chov by hearing his bracha. Now, there is something called chibuv mitzvah, or chibuv mitzvahs in general, when the bracha that his chaver is listening to, if yivtzal aprusa bracha v'lo aprusa cheres, that his friend should eat from the prusa, which prusa? The prusa on which the bracha was made, not another prusa. So let's say, for example, if you have two different kikros lechem, and Reuven is making the bracha for Shimon, but each one has their own kikra, that's not what you would call chibuv mitzvah, because the chibuv mitzvah is to cut from that very same lechem for the sake of your friend. Then Rav goes on, he says the following, Havei melach, havei lifton, tzorach lachzor ulevarach. If he says bring the salt, or he says bring some sort of a dip that he wants to dip his bread into, that's tzorach levarach. That sicha is not litzorach habrach. It has nothing to do with the brach itself. In the first case, he's giving it to someone else who has to eat it because of his brach. But here, it has nothing to do with the brach. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. The Amar he holds, afilu heviu lechem heviu lifton nami enu tzorach levarach. Why? Because this sicha is also considered litzorach habracha, because he should eat his prusa on which he made a bracha with a tam, with a taste of melach or some sort of dip, and that's covered abracha. That enhances the bracha itself. So the achila, if it's enhanced, the achila of that which upon which he made the bracha enhances the bracha itself. Now, if after he makes the bracha, he tells his servant, Gabil lisore, which means go feed the animals. And Gabel means that they used to have something called Mursan. Mursan was the chaff, and it was soaked in water, and it was given over to the oxen to eat. And Gabel means mix the Mursan together, do a gibul. Gibul is like a kneading with a K, and knead it with water. That's not considered Litzarcha Bracha. Just because he wants to feed his animals, that's not called Litzarcha Bracha. And now we have a third shita. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Gabil Litorei. Gabil Litorei, that's also not a hefsek, that's also considered Litzarcha HaBrach. And why? The Amar Rav Yehud Amar Rav, based on a statement, Rav Yehud Amar Rav, Osu Liodom Sheyochal Korim Sheyitei Machol Be'emto Shremar V'nasati Esev Bisod Cholim Emtecho V'hodar. And then afterwards it says, V'yachalto V'savoto. So your first chiyuv before you're allowed to eat is to feed your animals. It's amazing halacha unto itself. But when he says after the bracha that you got to feed the animals, then that's a sicha l'tzorech achila, and therefore it's a tzorech habracha. Anything that's necessary for this achila on which the bracha was made is not considered a hefsek, it's considered l'tzorech habracha. So we have now three shitas. Just to summarize, we have the first shita Rav, that's only in Tol Baruch, that's mamish l'tzorech habracha, it's not a hefsek. We have Rabbi Yochanan expands it even to the case of Havei Melach, Havei Lifton, because if you enhance your achila, then memeli you enhance the bracha. And then we have Rav Sheshes, who says that if you take a little bit of a break between your bracha and the achila to tell someone to prepare the food for the animals, that's not a sicha. That would be a hefsek. That's also considered l'tzorech achil, and therefore l'tzorech habracha. Now it's very interesting that Rav was the one who said that Tol Baruch is not a hefsek, and yet it's Rav the one who's being quoted now by Rav Sheshes to say that Gabil Turi is not a hefsek. So that Rav held that Tol Baruch is not a hefsek. The impression you get is that according to Rav, if he instructed for feeding the animals, that would be a hefsek. In fact, Rav disagrees even in the case of Avei Melach. And yet Rav himself is the one who formulated this Issa, derived this Issa from the Pasuk of Nasati, that you're not allowed to eat before you feed your animals. That's a little bit of a problem here in the Sugya. And I can only tell you that Rav, when he says that Tol Baruch is not a hefsek, maybe he's coming to be Mechadesh, a chidush gadol, that even a dibur, which is l'tzorach achilas chavero, in this case his friend who heard his bracha, that's considered tzorach habracha. And how much more so if he tells his haizbacha to prepare the food for his animal, that for sure is not a dibur sicha, because that he needs for his own achila, to be matir his own achila. The chiddush of Rav was, even if he's only doing it for the sake of his friend's achila, that too is considered part of his bracha, but how much more so if he's doing the hefsek because he wants to be able to eat it. And here we have an insight of the Tzlach, who says that Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Gabil Turei is a hefsek, he holds that a person is allowed to eat before he feeds his animal. And l'shitaso, therefore, sicha in the case of feeding the animal is not l'tzorech achila. It's good for the behemoth, but it doesn't help you out anymore, and therefore it's a hefsek sicha. You have to repeat the bracha. The poskim have a machlokas here. Does the iser of eating before you feed the animal, is that a doraisa, because we darshan it from the pasuk, or is it only derabanan? This is an asmachta derabanan. If you hold it's derabanan, then lechatchila a person should avoid being mafsik besicha litzorach achilas behemto, because on a deraisa level that's the name you call litzorach achila. But b'di'evet, if he was mafsik, certainly eino chozer umivarch. And this you'll see in the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. The Gemara seems to imply that after he tells his shamash gevil litori, he's allowed to eat immediately. And the question is, isn't it going to be a period of time until the Shamash actually implements the Gibul Mursan, until he feeds the animal? The answer is, the Issur is only when there are when the Mizonas or the Bema is his responsibility, and from the moment that he tells the Shamash to prepare the food, then it's no longer his responsibility. He's passed this responsibility on to the Shamash, and the process has begun. The Gemara now wants to know what happens if a person eats a pas which he made a brach on Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Mishum Rav Chia Eina Botzea Rashoi Liftsoa Ad Shiavi Melach O Lifton Lifnei Kol Echad V'Echad. So again, the person is eating the pas, he made the bracha, but nevertheless, Rav Chia says that he's not allowed to cut the pas until they bring the salt, and bring they build the lift on whatever dips he needs, and it's got to be placed in front of everyone, any single person who's there, as one of the mesubin to eat at the suda, because he has to eat the pas that he made a bracha on in the most mishubach way, in the most perfect way, and the pas therefore needs dipping in salt or in any other dip. That's called kavod habracha. Now, a person should not make a bracha on a pas, as we said before, they bring out anything that he needs to enhance the achil of the pas. If he's going to make his bracha first, he's going to have to be mafsik between the bracha and achila in order to bring them on. And therefore, he should try to avoid that as much as possible. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about this following case, a very interesting case, Rava Bar Shmuel Ikla Lebei Reish Galusa. They came into the house of the exiliarch, in the Reish Galusa. He was the Rosh HaGola. And in Golis Bavel, these were the leaders, like the presidents of the Jewish community. They were knowing like a malchus on Klal Yisrael, and they had the okay from the Goyish kingship. In any event, afiku le rifta ubatzal lehedja, they brought him out lechem to eat, and he immediately starts cutting the lechem and eating it. He doesn't wait until they'll bring him salt or they'll bring him dips, lifton. And all he's concerned about is immediately eating. Now, this is strange because we're talking here about Rava Bar Shmuel. He himself is one who says that you shouldn't be eating from this Petzias HaPas until you have the melach, the lifton. So the Gemara says, Amrule, they asked him the question, Hadar Mar Mishvaita, did you change your mind? You're retracting your original statement that you shouldn't be eating from this pas until after they bring the salt. Amalahu less din tsarech b'sheish, which means that ein pas zu tzricha ikuv amtona at yaviu melach o lifton, it's a pas nikiya. So in general, when the pas needs salt, then you should not be eating the pas after the bracha until they bring the salt. Not only that, but if you have what's called a pas nikia, that was prepared very, very carefully, very, very meticulously, and you don't need salt, then less dein tzarech b'sheish. In other words, he shouldn't delay anything and wait till the salt comes out because it's a pas nikiya. So there's no contradiction now between the two statements of Rava Bar Shmuel. The first statement of Rava Bar Shmuel to wait for the melach, that's because it's a regular pas. The second statement that you should eat it immediately, don't wait for salt, that's going to be a pas nikiya. And that pas does not need to be delayed until they bring salt or some sort of a dip. Now, Tosus, Divra Maschil Haba, says that Bizman HaZeh, we don't usually bring a shulchan for the Suda, and we don't usually have melach on the Suda or liftan. He says our pas, as a general rule, is a pas nikiya. And with regard to a pas nikiya, we don't need salt, we don't need lifton. Now in this Tosis, the Yom HaSchel Chacha B'zman HaZeh, we're not rogil to bring to our table melach with our suda. And therefore Tosis says that our pas, since it's a pas nikiya, and we can eat the pas even without melach, then when the pas was brought out in front of Rava, that was a problem because it was a pas nikiya. So let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says that Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Chiya, Ein Mei Regla, oh, we didn't get up to that yet, Amar Lahu, Less Din, Sarech B'Sheish, which means that the pas itself does not need to be delayed. Our pas is a pas Nekiya, and therefore we don't have to bring out salt or lift on, and that's what Tos says is true, Bizman Azeh. We don't have to go out of our way to bring out Melech and lift on, because our pas is a pas Nekiya Umishubachas. Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Bishmer Ein Meirag Laim Kolim Elabi Yeshiva. When a person stands, Bamida, the Kiluach, the flow of his Meirag Laim, is almost at his feet. It almost ends at his feet. And he's always nervous that maybe he'll get Nitzotzis on them. Therefore, he's going to be Mafsik before he finishes Meirag Laim. So that's not a healthy thing. A person is not allowed to be yotzav and nitzotzos hanitosim al gavi raglav, because if he does so, there are certain cases in which it looks like he is a krus shivcha, and that's motzilaz and uzbonim, that they might be mamzerim. Again, this is all a sugya mesechta yuma. Rabbi Chiya wants to give us an eitzah tova and tell us that if somebody wants to make sure that kol rei v'glayim migufo, then the best thing we could suggest to him is that he urinate in a sitting position. Now, there's another statement here of Rav Kahana qualifying what Rava just said. He says, Ube makom afar tichach. You know, as if there's soft ground. And what it is it when the urine goes down there, it gets absorbed by the ground. Then I feel about Mida. Even so, because the offer tichach, he's not going to worry about the titzatz nitzotzos. But he lek offer tichach. There's no offer tichach. The yamad v'mokum gavav yash v'mokum midron. He should urinate on a certain angle, and then he doesn't have to worry about nitzotzos, the spreading of these falling of these drops on his feet, and therefore he's not going to be mafsik prematurely. The Amar Rav Bar Bar Shmuel, another statement of Rav Bar Bar Shmuel, in the name of Rav Chiyad Li'achar Kol Achiloscha Echol Melach. After you eat something, you should have salt. V'glachar Kol Shtiyoscha. After you drink, Shasei Mayim. And Iyata Nizok, that's a guarantee that you will not be harmed. Tanya Nami Hochi, and you learned similar in a Braisa. It says Liachar Kol Achiloscha Chol Melch Ach Kol Shtiyoscha Shasei Mayim V'yata Nizog. The Gemara says Tanya Idoch. We have an additional brisa. Ochal Kol Machol V'lo Ochal Melach Shasa Kol Mashkim V'lo Shasa Mayim Is Bayom Yidag Min Reach Min Aper Reach Ra Min Aper. But if he does it at night, then Yidag Mipnei Askara, he has to worry about getting sick. So it's not only a problem of Reach Ram and Apeh. So this is the necessity on a health basis to finish his Ochel, and then after he finishes his meal to eat Melach, and after he drinks to drink Mayim. And if he doesn't, then he has to worry about Reach Peh, Reach Ram and Apeh. Ton Rabbanan. Since we're dealing with Bria Saguf and health issues, the Gemara brings another brisa, Hamikva, which is called in Hebrew Hamatziv, Achiloso v'mayim, is then, if he drinks a lot of water after his Achila, is Eino Bolidei Choli Me'ayim. So the Gemara is advocating Meitziv. Meitziv means like he floods himself, he drinks a large volume of water, and it goes into his me'ayim, and he does this after his achila. That's very, very healthy and very much recommended. V'kama, and how much should he drink of water afterwards? Amar Rav Chisda, ketone lepas. It should be a ratio of like a full jar for a loaf of bread. A ketone is a kli, And at the time of the Gemara, it was very well known exactly what the shear is, and the Gemara also knew what a pas is. So this statement was very relevant, very meaningful. For us, it's a little bit more complicated to understand what it means. Omar Rav Mori, Omar Rav Yochanan, Haragil be'adoshim achas l'shoshim yom. If a person eats beans once every 30 days, monea askara mitov peso, to eat these adoshim on a regular basis is these lentils. It's pretty healthy. Because this machla called askara comes for a person who is constipated, and adoshim is mishalshel, it solves the constipation, has a laxative effect. And the Gemara adds, aval b'kol yoma lo, he should not eat adoshim on a regular basis, my taima, because mishum dekoshel reich hapeh, because too much lentils will cause bad breath. V'yomer Rav Mori, Omer Rav Yochanan, Arogil bechardol achas shoshim yom monei chaloi mitov peso. It is healthy to have mustard once in 30 days. Avol bechol yom, if he eats mustard on a regular day, every day, then that's not a good idea. And the Gemara says, my time mikrum de koshel achulsha deliba. It could actually weaken the heart. Omer Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Omer Rav Harogil b'dogim ketanim, to eat little sardines. Eino bo lidei choli me'ayin. It's very healthy for the stomach. V'la'od ela shedogim ketanim has another mila. Mafrin umarbin umarvin kol gufo shel adam ha'ochel osam. All this is a health recommendation. These dogim ketanim that have been fully grown, but they're small fish, they will have a positive effect, both on general health and also specifically on the semen in the body for period of arrivia. Omar Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina Rogil Bekotzach Eino Boli Dei Kev Lev. Kotzach, which Rashi identifies in the name of his Rebbeim as a min zera ogol v'shachar. It's a kind of a seed that's round and black. Regilim losseis mimena b'lechem. It's very common that they add it to the ingredients of baking bread. And it has some very positive health effects as far as the heart is concerned. In kimmel bread or pumpernickel, they have this katzach. Meisve, the Gemara asks, Kasher, Rav Shim Gamliel omer katzach, echa mishishim samone hamavesu. So it seems like katzach is anything but healthy. It's called samone maves. V'ayoshen lemizrach shel grono, domo barosho. In addition, a person who goes to sleep on the eastern side of his silo, where they collect the katzach, he's putting his life into danger. And he wasn't careful, because the western wind, which comes from the west towards the east, is a wet kind of moist wind, and when it comes through the gora and the katzach, and afterwards it reaches the person who's sleeping, it brings over the man a certain reach, a certain smell of the katzach, or the atmosphere of the katzach, and that puts his goof into a dangerous situation. In any event, it's clear that katzach is not a healthy thing, but rather it's mazik the goof. So why did Rav Chama praise the katzach and the eating of katzach? Lo kasha ha. The brisa that says the katzach is mazik the goof is berecho. That's the reach of the katzach. V'ha betamo. But Rav Chama is talking about the tam of the katzach, the achil of the katzach. That's healthy. Ime de Rabbi Yirmiya afiole rifta, she would bake a bread for her son Rabbi Yirmiya, umidavkale, and she would be madbik the katzach onto the pas until the pas would absorb the taste of the katzach, and it gave a good taste, and it was healthy for the body, as we saw in Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. And then afterwards, makalfale, she would sort of scrape off the katzach from the pas so that there wouldn't be a reach of the katzach, which we said before is harmful. Now we go back to the Mishnah regarding yirakos. The Mishnah says we make a bar pri adama on vegetables, just as we make a bar pri eitz on peros. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, with regarding yirakos, bore mine deshaim. Desha is a shame kolel for all sorts of types of grasses that grow, and the shorish itself of this word is esev. And Rashi on the Torah in Breishis asks a question that kol davar katnat somech mi ha'aretz kori desha, that perhaps any small thing that grows from the ground is called desha. And Rabbi Zera is going to teach us how we paskin in this machlok shin the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Itema, as others say, it was Rabbi Chinin Bar Papa. Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We don't require on yirakos a bori mine deshoim, but rather Tanakamu says bori pri ha'adoma. Now, it's a little bit strange that we need this statement, because in general, Yochev Rabbim, we always pass like the Rabbim against Rabbi Yehuda, but perhaps we have in mind a certain Gemara that's going to bring a source for Rabbi Yehuda from a pasuk, and we might think that it's more logical to accept Rabbi Yehuda because he has a pasuk. Kamash Malan, that we paskin like the Chachamim. Amar Rabbi Zeira v'item Rabbi Chinin of our papa, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. From whence does Rabbi Yehuda derive the obligation regarding Yerachas to be Mvarach Baruch Minei Deshoim? Amar Kra, the pasuk says in Tillim, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. And what does this mean? That we should bless Hashem on a daily basis during the day. V'chi b'yom mevarchanos, so we should only bless God during the day. V'alayla ein mevarchanos, so that's impossible. So what does it mean, yom yom? Elo lomar l'cha kol yom v'yom tein l'meim berchosov, that on a daily basis we should always add a bracha that is appropriate specifically for that day. For example, on Shabbos we add a bracha which is Shabbos. On Yontif we mention Yontif. And Yalav Yavod. So for every day, insofar as it's a unique day, the uniqueness of the day is reflected by a haskara, some addition to our tefillah. And in a parallel way, Rabbi Zeira explains, Hochinami, with regard to Birchas Hanenim, kol min v'min, tein lo mein birchosav. Each min requires its own bracha. The bracha ru'uyalo. He shouldn't be mevarach a general bracha, which would include kama minim, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be mevarach on yirakos a bracha miuchedes, a borei mine deshoim. In other words, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should not be mevarach borei pri adama. That's a lashon kolelas that includes many, many different minim. And even Rabbi Yehuda says that only those things that have a certain yichud, a certain special singular dimension to them, they were mesakin and brachin nifredes. In peros haaretz, there's nothing very unique about them, and the brach is bari pri adama. And that's why we have a takon of shakol nivedvaro in the case of something that's not gidulim and aretz, even though it's a bracha kolelis. But Chazal and Meshayer, what's considered a min miyuchad and deserves its own bracha? The Chachamim actually agree that you should be mevarach on each min mein berchosa, but according to the Chachamim, it's enough, daibakach, that we're not mevarach on all the minim shakol niyavidvara. We have already, divided up all the foods into different minim. And, we have a bracha for peros bar priates, and a bracha for yirakos bar priadoma. In the case of yayin, we have its own bracha, and in the case of pas, we have its own bracha. So we are fulfilling this kol yom v'yom mein berchosav, or kol min v'min mein berchosav. Rabbi Yehuda holds that just like on a yontif, we have to say a different lashon, and we don't combine all Shabbos and Yom Tovim in one nusach, so too we should be mefarit in the minim prat uprat, and we should be miyachid a bracha liatzmo. Just a very quick two-sentence overview of Rabbi Yehuda's shita about kol min v'min. Basically, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a bracha on things like Kishuim, Avtichim, Deluim, and those are called Priya Aretz, they get the bracha bar Priya Adama. Tvua and Kidneos, those are grains and legumes, they get a bracha bore mine zroim. And Yerakos in general get a bracha bore mine deshoim. So those are the three categories of brachos that Rabbi Yehuda specifies. He wants called min v'min. Om Rav Zera, v'yitem Rav Chinina bar papa, bore esha lo kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basa v'dam. God is knowing a different way than human beings are. And here's the difference. Midas basa v'dam, kli reikon, if you have an empty utensil, machzik, it is able to, as a receptacle, to hold on to whatever you put inside of it. But if the kli is already filled to the top, eino machzik, you can't add any more. There's no more room inside the kli. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu eino kein. Just the opposite. Mole, meaning an Adam Chacham, is machzik. You can add chachma to his chachma. But a kli reikon, a person who is devoid of chachma, eino machzik. You know, even if you teach him, maybe he'll understand for a while, but he'll completely forget it. He won't be able to retain that which he studied. And maybe the difference is here between gashmius and ruchnius, that if you have something that is physical, material, it needs a makom. But something that's spiritual doesn't really need a makom. And therefore, you don't talk about something that's so full of ruchnius that there's no more room for ruchnius, because ruchnius is eternal and it is infinite. There's no gvul. But if you're talking about someone who's reik, he's completely empty of ruchnius, then there's nothing there to hold on to ruchnius. And the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai, explains that our Gemara is coming to be mechalik even within man himself. There's midas basar v'dam, and that's the Evarim Gashmiim, and they are full of chalulim. In other words, we have to open up the stomach and have it empty so the food could come in. And it's true for the esophagus and for the stomach and so forth. If they're full, you can't add anything else. But Midas HaKadosh Baruch, which means the Evrei HaNefesh, the soul, the spirit of man, is Chelek Eloka Mimal, it's spiritual, and even if they're complete, nevertheless, if there's fear of God, love of God, you can still add more. There's Chachma, there's wisdom, you can still add more. Only if they're Reik, there's no Yira, then they cannot hold on to any Chachma at all. Now, if Chachma comes to a man who's a Chacham, how does he get to Chachma to begin with? And the Parshas Mordechai says that for sure, if he'll learn and study, he'll get to Chachma. But the Gemara wants to tell you that if he hasn't learned anything miyamav, he never studied anything, and he's not interested in Chachma, then the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Lo Yachpots Ksil B'tvuna. Now, the Gemara quotes a Pasuk here, let's see it inside. The Gemara says, "Shenemar vayomer im shamoa tishma lekol Hashem Elokecha." Now it's a double language, shamoa tishma im shamoa. That means if he listens to Divrei Torah once, is then tishma. He'll sort of incline his ear to hear more Torah. But in lav, if he's not even interested on the first round, though tishma, he will not be eager to hear Torah. He'll not be a receptacle for Torah henceforth. Now this pasuk is addressing Bnei Yisrael in Mara, after they got many, many mitzvahs like Shabbos and Parduma, and it says, Vayomer im shamoa tishma kol Hashem Elokech, vayosha bein avtase, vazanto l'mitzvosa, v'shamata kol chukov, kol machalo asher samti, v'mitzrayim lo osim olech, ki ani Hashem rofecha. Now, it becomes clear in a Gemara later in Babetzia, that there are Tanoim who hold that Divrei Torah k'loshon bnei Adam, and therefore, even though there's a kfelus of two words repeating itself, that doesn't necessitate a drasha. But they also agree that if it's possible to be darshan kfelus haloshon, then that's exactly what we do. Now, if a person is who are gelus lishmoa, his ear is attuned to listening, then he could learn, you could be mosif, but if he doesn't, you know, tip his ozen in his younger years to hear, then even when he gets older, he's not going to be able to hear it all. Davar acher. Now we have another explanation of the double language shamoa tishma. Im shamoa biyoshan. If you repeat over and over again that which you learned, you study it twice, three times, and you chazer iver your Talmud that you learned in the last year, is tishma bechadosh. You'll be able to learn and be able to come be wiser. You'll understand more and more things, new insights from the old Torah that you know. V'yim yifne levavcha, and if you'll dedicate yourself and re-energize yourself to review your Talmud, shuv lo tishma, if you'll, yifne levavcha means if he will turn his heart the other way, he's not interested in chazara, then he will not hear Dvarim Chadosh. This leads us to the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah back on Lamed Hey that on Paras Ilum we make Bar Priya Eitz, Paras Aretz, Bar Priya Adama, and Mishnah wants to clarify the din in the case where he made a switch. Berech al Paras Ilum Bar Priya Adama, instead of reciting Bar Priya Eitz, he wrote Bar Priya Adama Yotza, because Bar Priya Adama is a bracha koleles, and it includes anything that comes from the Adama, including Paras Ilum, which ultimately come from the Adama. But the reverse, in Birech al Peres Aretz Bari Priya Eitz, then Lo Yotza, because Bari Priya Eitz does not cover Priya Adama. Priya Adama don't grow in a tree. The Al Kulam, however, there's something called the Bracha Koleles. So in any event, no matter what foodstuff, Im Tov Yomar Shakol Nibidvar Yotzi De Chovas HaBracha, he fulfills his Chova, even if he didn't recite the bracha misuyemis, that would have been appropriate for that foodstuff. And lechatchila, a person who has a suffek and he doesn't know whether or not he should recite this bracha or that bracha, bar priya eitz, bar priya adama, then he could always recite shakol ni'abidvaro. However, if he is able to eat the machal during the suda, and he'd be potter, that's the best thing for him to do. Now the Gemara says that Mantana, who is the author who holds that if you mevarich on Paras Ilum Bar Priya Adama Yotza, the Ikar, in other words, Ikar means we look at the Peros back to the Ikar, meaning it comes from the Elon, but where does the Elon come from? So the Ikar means go back to the original root, is Mina Arahi, it comes from the Arts, and therefore Bar Priya Adama is meaningful and will suffice if need be for Pri Ha Eitz. And again, if let's say there was a suffix, if the Elon gives the Ikar Koach of Gideil Saperis Olav, well, maybe the Adam is what really gives the Ikar Koach HaGdila on the Elon. Whatever it is, the Elon certainly adds an extra bit of Koach, that's for sure. And therefore, we, Lechatchil, would rather make a brach on the Elon, Bari Priya Eitz, mentioning the Eitz. But the Ikar Koach comes from the Adama, even in the case of Priya Eitz that grow on trees, and therefore Bari Priya Adama is meaningful. Now again, if you were to say that the Ikar Gdela of Paras Ha'ilon comes from the Ilon itself, but not from the Adama, then you would say that you're not Yotze. And that's going to be the statement here of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that our Mishnah reflects the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, but not everyone agrees with Rav Yehuda. Snan, we learned in the Mishnah with regard to the mitzvah Bikurim, in the first parak of Bikurim, that if he has a sada that needs irrigation and it cannot survive and produce based on rainwater, and if he has a spring and he uses the water from the spring as irrigation water, and then he collects the fruits from that sada for the purpose of Bikurim, if afterwards Yovesh HaMayon Niktas HaIlon is Mevi V'Eina Korei. In other words, in the parsha of Mikra Bikurim, V'yata Yinei Vesias Reishis Priya Adama, Ashana Satoli, it's got to be Priya Adama. And now, Yovesh HaMayon, you know, there's no water for the sada. where the Elon is located. So although he was able to collect the pears for Bikurim, but afterwards the Elon was cut off, and he can bring the Bikurim, but he cannot be Kore, he can't read the Pasuk, Pri Hadama, because now that the Elon was cut off, it's not going to grow. And so he can't say that this is a pre from the Adama. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even in the cases of Yavesh Shamayim Nixas Eilon, Mevi VeKore. And the reason for Rabbi Yehuda's logic is because the Sade comes from the Adama, and the Ikra Koach comes from the Adama. So that even the fruits on the tree really grow Mikoch Adama. Therefore, even if the tree is removed, Yavesh Shamayim Nixas Eilon, he can still recite Adama Shanasatoli, because the Adama is Kayemis, it exists as it was before. And therefore, so too with regard to Bracha, since the peros that grow on the tree, the Ikar Gidul is coming Mikoch Adama, therefore if he recites Bar Pri Adama, he was Yotze. So we see that it's Rabbi Yehuda who is the author of Mishnah, that if you make a Bar Pri Adama on Peros Eilon, you are Yotze. And now we have to know what would be the shita of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that Priya Eitz are not called Priya Adama, because it's difficult there. I mean, what do we do with the Pasuk Priya Adama in the Parsha of Bikurim, which seems to indicate that Peros, because the Mitzvah Bikurim is on the seven species that grow. Again, let's go back to the Pasuk of Reishis Bikuri Admascha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, that a person has to bring his first fruits from the seven minim that grew in a field in Eretz Yisrael to the Migdash, and be mekayim the mitzvah bikurin, and when he brings the bikurin, he reads a parsha. That parsha is in Parshas Kisavo in Dvarim, and in that parsha, when he's mekayim the mitzvah of mikra bikurim, he's got to make sure that he's in that period of time between Atzeres, which is Shavuos, and Chanukah. After Atzeres, then he's maybe the Kore, but if it's after Chanukah, he's maybe the Eino Kore. So there is a possibility of fulfilling the Mitzvah Bikurim without Kriyas HaParsha, Kriyas Mikra Bikurim, the Parsha that's in Kisavo. Now, Yavesh HaMayon and Niktas HaElon means that after he was Mafresh to Bikurim, the fruits, then the spring dried up or the tree was cut off. That's how Rashi interprets it. The Rash says in Masechta Bikurim that we're talking about a case of Yavesh Shamayim Nixas Eilon before he was Mafresh the Peres for Bikurim. That means from the beginning, Mitchila, when he was Mafresh them, they weren't Roy Lakriya. Again, you could bring the Beis HaMikdash and fulfill the mitzvah of Havol HaMikdash, but you cannot recite the Kriya because it's already Nixas Eilon before He gets to the Afrashas Bikurim. But if on the other hand he was Mafresh first, and then it was Yavesh Eilon or Niktas, Yavesh Shamayim Niktas Eilon, then he shouldn't bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, because it's already Mufka. He was Mafresh it after there was Yavesh HaMayon, so it's not Roy at all for Kriya. That's the Shita of the Rash. Now, the major sugya of Bikur is in Makas Taf Yudches Amid Beis, and of course in the Yerushalmi. Now, from the Mashmos of the Pasuk, it says Pri Adama in the Parsha of Bikurim. We'll read the Pasuk again. It sounds like the Kavana is that the Adama is Motzi the Peros. And since the Iker Koach of Gedela Sapri is really the Elon itself, in other words, we can say that when the Pasuk says that it is Pri Adama, it means the Pri Adama together with the Elon. The Elon and the Adama together work in tandem to produce the Pri, but if Nixas HaElon, then we don't have a possibility for the Adama to participate in being Motzi the Peros. All we have is an Elon. And therefore, he cannot possibly read the parsha of Min Adama Shanasata Li. So too in Yavesh HaMayon, if the spring dries up, now the Adama is not going to be Motzi more Peros. And according to Chazal, Nasata Li is a reference to the Adam itself, and not to the pre-Hadama, but really to the Adama. Nasata Li means you gave me the Adama. Now, let's ask the following kasha. He's bringing his peros to the Migdash. He has the peros. They grew already from the Adama. Now, it's true that Niktasa Elon, etc. But why can't he say Min Adama Shanasatali on the past, that this Sadeh, which Hashem gave him, was successful in producing the fruits, even though now it couldn't produce the fruits in that scenario because the Elon was Niktas. But apparently the answer is that if he's Mafresh Bikurim, and let's say afterwards he sells his field, the Mishnah says at the beginning Bikurim is Eino Kore, we're not going to say that he thanks Hashem for the Sada that was his at the time that the Paris grew. It's all relevant to the moment of the Mikra Bikurim. Now, according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda, a Priya Eitz is not considered Priya Adama, even though the Pasuk speaks about Paras Ilan as Prihadama in the Parsha Bikurim, and that's in the reason why he recites the Parsha Hine Vesi Es Rishis Prihadama, even though he's bringing Paras Ilan from Sheva Saminim. So we have to assume that although in Bikurim the Paras are considered Prihadama, because he's mafresh these Paras while they're on the Ilan, which is where they grow from. And the Elon is Mechubil Karka, and it's considered like Karka, and therefore he has the right to call it Priya Adama. But afterwards, when he sits down according to the Chachamim and he wants to eat from the Peros, at that point, the Peros are no longer growing on the Elon, which is Mechubil Karka, it's just Peros, and they're no longer called Priya Adama, because the Iker Gidol is from the Eitz and not from the Adama. So that even though the Pasuk indicates that when he brings Bikurim, he recites Priha Adama, that's only because we go back to the original moment when the Peros were Mechubil Karka, and therefore they have the status of Priha Adama. And finally, we have the Shita of Yehuda, Mevi Vikore, which, as we said before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sada is the Adama, that's the Ikar, and the Peros that grow on the tree come Mikoach Adama, therefore even if Yahweh Shumayan and Niksasa Elon, he can still recite the Parsha, the Mikra Bikurim of Adama Shanasatli, because the Adama is still alive. And that's what he's thanking Hashem for the Adama. The Peros that he has is from the Adama. And Linyan Brachit means that he can recite a Brach of Bori Pri Adama on Peros HaElon. Again, that's not L'chatchila, but if necessary, he was Yotze, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah that says that if he makes a bracha of Peros HaElon, Bori Pri Adama, he's Yotze. Now, in the case of Bori Pri HaEitz, if he recites that instead of Bori Pri Adama, the Mishnah says Lo Yotze, and the Gemara says Pshita. I mean, there's no Chiddush over here. Pri Adama do not grow from an Eitz. I mean, this is Mechzik Hashikra. How can he even thought cross your mind that he could be Yotze a Borei Pri HaAdama with a Borei Pri HaEitz? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Nitzcha Elo Le Rabbi Yehuda. This is a Havamina according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Chita Min Ilan He. We're going to learn in a braisa that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we can classify a kernel of wheat as a kind of a tree. What does that mean? Tisanya, we learned in a braisa, Elon she'achal bimenu Adam HaRishon. What was the tree, the Eitz Hadas, from which Adam HaRishon ate? And it's interesting, the Tanoim are going to have a machlokas here about what the Eitz was, and the nafkamina for this machlokas is the case in Masech the Sanhedrin of Harani Oser Olai Bekonam Peros Ilan Shalachal Mimenu Adam HaRishon. So what min becomes Oser if he takes such a neder? It's Rabbi Meir Omer, according to Rabbi Meir Geffen Hoy, it was a vine. And Ein Lecha Dara Mevi Yolola Ala Adam Ela Yayin. The intoxication from wine is something very difficult. It brings crying and anguish into this world, as we see by Noach Shenemar. After Noah comes out of the teva and he plants a vine, vayesht min hayayin vayishkar v'yiskal v'socholo, as a result of getting drunk, he comes to such a low bizoyon. And Al Yidei Chetod Marishon, who ate from the Eitz Hadas, Misa came into the world. The Misa is Bechia and Yolola, and therefore it's logical to assume that the Chet of Adam Marishon was that he partook of Geffen, and that's called Yolola Laola. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, what was the Ilan that Adam Marishon ate from? Te'enoi, so it was a fig tree. And that's logical because Shebidover Sheniskalkalu, it means Nitkinu, which means the takana was, remember we have Oli Te'ena, which would cover their bodies, and that's going to be a tikkun for the Klola. So they were cursed, Adam and Chava, with the Te'ena because they ate from the Te'ena, and therefore Nitkinu, their takana was, that's always the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a makkah on a person, then he uses that same makkah as a mirpa in order to bring healing to the person. And in this case, the makkah was a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas. And as a result of eating from the Eitz Hadas, they became aware of their nakedness and they covered themselves with an ola te'ena, with a fig leaf, as it says in the pasuk. Vatipokachna in ishneim vayedu ki arumim, erumim hem vayisperu al ola te'ena vayasalem chagoros. That the takana was from the Eitz Te'ena, then it's logical to assume that the chet itself was from that same tree. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Chita hoisa, that the Elon from which Adam Arishon ate was a chita, was a wheat tree. She'en hatidok yodeh likros abba vima ad sheyitom tam dogon. That when a child is mature enough to call his parents abba v'ima, it means that he was capable of eating dogon. You know, let's say he ate bread or cookies, anything that came from wheat or any of the other five species of grains. So the Elon that Adam HaRishon ate from, it says Eitz Hadas, it's logical to assume that we're referring to a chita, because a chita is what gives das. Again, I'm not sure if we mean that the chita itself, when the child eats the chita, he gets das, but it is a sign that when he's capable of eating a chita, that's when he's capable of speaking, he has das, he can call out Abba Ve'ima. And there's a medrash in Brachos Rabbah in the name of Rab Meir that chita was the Eitz Hadas. Now, how is that possible? The pasuk says, "Hamina eitz asher tivisicha or chalta." It implies that it's an eitz. I mean, a chita is not an eitz. And Rabbi Zira answers that chitim heim mitamros ki arze halavanon. That there's a certain similarity between the chita and the cedar trees. And if you look in the Taras Chaim, a very outstanding commentator on Sanhedrin, he says, we cannot assume that Adam HaRishon ate from a chita as it was, because chita is not edible. And it says, that can't be a chita, but rather it means a pasa suya michita. And during the 6 days of Brachos, the pas, as Chazal tell us, were gidela aleitz, the full mature breads were actually growing from the tree, and that's what's going to happen according to Gemara and Shabbos Taflamid li asid lava at the time of the ultimate redemption. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda explains that the Eitz Hadas was a chita, and we can learn from this that chita according to Rabbi Yehuda is an eitz. Now, after Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok brought this price, that Rav Yehuda holds that chita is a min elon, it's an eitz, now he explains how that plugs into our Mishnah. And Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok finishes his statement by saying that since Rav Yehuda holds that a chita is min eitz or min elon, therefore the Mishnah had to tell us that if a person tastes and makes a bracha on a chita, and he recites the bracha bar pietz lo yotza, because salka daitamino, I would have said, ho vam Rabbi Yehuda chita min ilan hi, that chita is considered a min ilan, it's the Eitz Hadas, is levarich alei, should make bar pietz eitz, is therefore kamash malon, the Mishnah tells the chiddush, that he is not Yotze with Bari Priya Eitz on a Chita. Why? Because Hecha de Mevar Chinon Bari Priya Eitz, when do we, on what kind of fruit do we make Bari Priya Eitz? That's only on fruit that grows from a tree. Hecha de Chi Shaklis Le Le Pere. If you would take away the peri, you know, it's hechan min b'min peri kasher at the notulus peros min ha'eitz. After you pluck the eitz, the peris from the eitz, is isol gavza v'hadar mafik. You still have the branch which produced that peri, and now it'll go ahead and regenerate itself. Aval hecha, here we're on the top of Memo Mid Beis, the chi shaklis le le peri. If you take away the fruit, then less legavza the hoder mapik. You don't have a possibility for the branch to regenerate itself and again produce fruits. It dries up. Is lomer vachina le bar pri eitz ala bar pri ha'adama. So with regard to pri eitz, it's possible to make the bracha bar pri ha'adama, even though it is gadol mikoach adama, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the ikur gidol is mikoach adama. Therefore, you can make a borei priya adama and biyotzi on a priya eitz. But if he makes a brach on priya eitz, borei priya adama is yotze. But in the case of a chita, what we're going to say here is that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the bracha on a chita is bari pri adama. Again, even though it's a mina ilan, but since after we take away the piria, the garin of the chita is going to dry up. Misyabish hagivol v'ena chozu motzi garinim no safim. So therefore, it's not like the case of priya eitz where you can take away the piria and then nothing happens to the eitz itself. But here, the givol, which actually produces the produces the chita, is going to wither away and dry up as soon as you take away the chita, and therefore the bracha will not be bar pri eitz, but rather bar pri hadama. Now, when it says gavza, Rashi interprets it as a branch, and according to Rashi, an ilan that has branches, and the branches during the winter dry up, but nevertheless the shoresh, the root of the tree, is deep down below the surface of the ground. And after the winter passes by, then it's chozer matzmiach misharsho. It goes back and produces again during the spring and summer months. And therefore the bracha on peros is going to be bari pri ha'adama, because even though the branch from which the peros ha'ilan... So again, if we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that the bracha on peros could be bari pri hadama, because the branch, although it gets dry and it won't produce more peros, case where the branch that produces the pri is going to dry up and it won't be producing any other peros, so therefore the bracha is going to be bari pri hadama, because as a result of taking the pri and harvesting it, basically the anaf is dried up, it won't produce more peros. So the bracha is gonna have to be on the adama, and therefore on chita, for example, Rabbi Yehuda insists that we make a bar pri adama. In the case, as we said before, of peros ha'ilan, the bracha is going to be bar pri ha'etz, because even though during the winter the tree may dry up, but the shorish of the tree underneath the ground is alive and well, and after the charif passes, it will be able to produce more. So now we're up to the Mishnah of the Alkulon with regard to Shakal and Mirtz Hashem. We'll pick that up tomorrow.